Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Isaiah chapter 55. I don't speak about the first reading often, so let's do it today. The prophet Isaiah wrote in the 6th century BC, about 2,600 years ago. And that was a tough time in history for the Israelites. Judah collapsed in the year 587 BC. After the collapse, many of the Israelites were exiled to Babylon. Many of the Psalms speak of their hope to return to the Holy Land. Isaiah was their companion during their exile, and Isaiah was also their prophet. So he was like a spiritual coach. He was like a spiritual director for those who had lost everything. And Isaiah was also a comforter because he always assured the Israelites that despite the collapse of Jerusalem, despite having lost everything, he comforted them and assured them that they still have a future. He reminded them that they would return home. And he also reminded them that they will be better for it. The years in exile have brought wisdom to them, and they are to take advantage of this new wisdom. So he says to them, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. In other words, do it now, in this life. Now in this life, in exile or not, God may be found. Now in this life, whatever the circumstance of our lives, God is near. That was the message of Isaiah. And it was also the message of St. Paul. His letter to the Corinthians. We hear it on every Ash Wednesday we attend. Paul says, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Cardinal Edwin O'Brien addressed the Thirst Conference in Bismarck last October. He touched on this theme in a part of his address. When he presented it then, it brought a chill to me, as it does every time I recall it. Here's what the cardinal said. Some 4 years ago, I was privileged to spend some quiet time in the Sistine Chapel with some 114 other cardinals during the conclave that elected Pope Francis. As you probably know, the casting of ballots took place directly beneath the magnificent Last Judgment by Michelangelo. How many lives these frescoes continue to inspire. One of the many action scenes in Michelangelo's fresco depicts a muscular young man, legs entangled in a huge serpent, bringing him down to hell. The man's hand covers part of his face, a face grimacing with panic and dread. Many say it is embarrassment for the unrepentant sins of the flesh that are now damning him for all eternity. Whatever the cause, I read into the man's face a different thought. If only I had known. How many opportunities I had while I was living to draw closer to God who was calling me. How close the All-Holy One was to me, drawing me, thirsting for me, and how easy it would have been to turn to Him. But I made no effort. If only I had known. Well, you know, because you're here to seek the Lord every Sunday. But we need to stay on top of it. God never wavers in His attention. We waver in our attention to God. And if we're late, our Lord will be merciful, as that parable of the vineyards reminds us. I will print that man's face of Michelangelo's fresco in your next bulletin mailed to your home. That face grimacing with panic and dread. Grimacing not because of what he did, but because of what he did not do in life. It's a face that's good for us to remember, so that none of us here shall ever say, if only I had known. If only I had sought the Lord while he could be found. If only I had called him while he was near. Amen.